All right, so let's start while waiting for Diane. So first item is agenda approval. It's a short agenda, but do you have any additional comments on the agenda? If not, let's move to the point two. Action points from the last meeting. I think it's only one, which is Bart to send out an updated version of the discussion paper. And it's done?
Yes, but too late, unfortunately.
Okay. Number three, a discussion on one vote per territory issue. So, Bart revised the voting mechanism document. I hope you all have it in front of you, either online or printed. In the last call, I think we agreed that we need to separate the discussions between the voting policy, such as one vote per territory or per member, and the voting mechanism, such as how to determine the vote from a territory with two or more members. So we already discussed a lot about the voting policy, and I believe we do not need to repeat the discussion in this call, especially without Shavash. So this time, Bart elaborated mainly the voting mechanism part in revising the document. So today we are going to see whether the voting mechanism part in front of us adequately shows pros and cons. So, Bart, could you explain the revised document?
Yes. Please note what I've also included is one of the items that came up very late in the last call was the bit about the suggestion from Shavas on creating a type of transitional constituency. But everybody felt on that call that was a wild idea, but probably not very feasible. And so I recorded that in this document. So that's an addition, but we don't need to touch it because everybody agreed it doesn't make sense. So going to the voting mechanisms, I'm not very good at this stuff. The only thing is, what I could see is, in principle, there are two different ways of, say, voting mechanism. And the voting mechanism is relevant only if you assume one vote per territory. Because if you have one vote per member, so I didn't include it, one vote per member is as is the current situation, so you don't need to change anything.
Okay.
Do you agree with that approach, or if not, or maybe we revisit that question at the end of the after the discussion again. But that's why it's not included, because that was my original thinking. But as I said, I'm not very well versed in voting mechanisms, etc. So what I've done is, assuming one vote per territory, then you have different mechanisms. Say, and the main ones we addressed already in the original issue or interim paper, one is an appointment of one representative per territory. So that's the first item. And the second way of doing it is in territory, one vote per CCTLD, and then in the CCNSO, one vote per territory, and then you have, say, through, say, either you conduct all at once or you have a phased voting. First a vote in the territories, combine them to one vote, and then have a vote among the territories. I hope I captured that one as well. So, so that's for the second voting mechanism. So first in-territory voting, and the other one is appointment of a representative. So let's first discuss the one the appointment of one representative per territory. So that's on the, if you look at the red line document, that's at the bottom of page 4. So what I have as a pro, and that makes it it's very general, but I think is as a pro voting in the CCNSO on behalf of a territory, how the vote should end up is in effect an internal matter. And another pro is if a territory is represented by one representative, and that's a very important one, the timelines of voting, both in the bylaws and in the rules and guidelines, are not an issue anymore, because you can we can send out ballots, or if there is, for instance, a vote on the on a council resolution that it needs to be revisited, only the representative for that territory can initiate that vote, and yeah, that can be done as quickly as it can be done now, so just by an email or something else. On the side is, and this is more, again, it depends a bit how the internal structure is how internally a territory is structured, and I mean how many CCTLDs, IDN CCTLDs are in the territory and are member, and if they differ from the CCTLD manager. So if you would, for instance, have a case where you have two managers, two IDN CCTLD managers in a territory, and one CCTLD, ASCII CCTLD manager, and they're run by different organizations, you can already see that the vote, internal vote, is captured by the IDN CCTLD manager. So that is I would say a disadvantage of doing this. But if you I'll revisit that one with the internal voting, depending on how you structure that, it is also an issue. And the second disadvantage of having appointing one representative per territory is the initial appointment of a representative may take considerable time. So that means, in effect, that during that period, if there is no representative, there will be no vote from that territory. So that's what I could see as the two pros and the two contras. And I have on the representative for a territory can vote at the same time as representative. That's all I had to say about the one representative, or what I've included about the one appointment of representative per territory as a mechanism for voting. Any questions or comments?
Bart.
Yeah.
Thank you for the report. I have two observations, very short.
Yeah.
First one is the inclusion of this eventual third option.
Yeah.
I suppose it will be bringing more confusion to the document. It's beyond our power to propose a new constituency or a transitional constituency. You have to work with what we have right now. Then I don't think it's a good idea to let this as a new option, because it was just a comment of Siavash. I don't think the working group has the capability to propose a new constituency, or to, because we have to work in the voting mechanism of the existing CCNSO. Just not to bring more confusion to the...
Yeah, no, that's fine. And I think if the working group agrees, say, if I understand, but I just wanted to capture it for
excellent. Yeah. No. Just a comment. If you put this as a new option or a third option, it looks like we have really proposed this solution. It was just a comment, I understand, from Siavash, and there is no grounds to go forward with.
Yeah, fine.
fine.
But the second very short observation is in the one vote per territory, when you list the second cons, the initial appointment of the representative may take some time.
Yeah.
I think that we have the initial representative, is the actual representative. And while you don't have a new position inside the territory, we already have a representative that is the actual CCNSO representative. And I don't think it's a good idea to point to this lack of representation in the first movement, because of course in the first movement the things will be as they are today.
So I would say that's an additional argument or additional note, and that needs to be taken care of in, say, the recommendation itself. Let me translate it. What you're saying is, for the time, the representative hasn't been appointed.
I understand that for the time we have, now we have the representatives of each CCNSO.
Yeah.
We were waiting for a new representative if it was the case, if it is the case.
But if no new
representative comes, then the old representative still remains as the representative.
Yeah, no, but it's what you see, say, as soon as you've got a new CCNSO, say, assume an IDN CCTLD member becomes... IDN CCTLD manager becomes manager, and it's a different organization than the current CCNSO member, then say that triggers a process that they need to find a representative.
Yeah, but this is an internal process. In this case, we are discussing this as an internal territorial process. Then
yeah,
we
but
have to deal with it. The old one is the guy until the territory appoints another one.
Yeah, but if you go from a situation from one representative, so one member per territory to two or three members per territory, and you have one vote per territory, because that is the underlying principle, that, say, having, by becoming member, this should initiate the internal process and as a trigger event, and that needs to be recorded. So, and for the duration of that period, the current member is the representative for that territory until, say, the CCNSO gets notified otherwise.
Yes.
But it triggers the event, and it triggers the mechanism, internal mechanism, and as soon as we got notified, probably by the current manager, that he that there will be, and a new one, but there needs to be a trigger event, and it needs to be a notification from whomever that they have appointed the representative for the territory. During that period, the current member remains the representative. Something like that?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, okay. So that's something I'll include in the comments, say this is how we foresee this, or the working group foresees this is this will happen.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Any other comments?
No comments so far.
Yeah.
Paulos?
No comment.
Okay.
Silas is on the call?
No, he's not.
Oh, it's a pity.
Yeah, Demi, just before you joined, Hiro and I, and Paulus was there as well, we just discussed the possibility that, because I sent it out very late, this document.
Yesterday night,
yes. Yes, so that's very late. Is that we try to organize another call in 2 weeks, and that during that period, the other members, because this is such a principal issue, that during that period, the other members of the working group can respond and add their comments as well.
Okay. I suppose we can use the list to make the discussion between this.
Yeah, and then conclude the discussion in 2 weeks, and that's perfectly in time for the San Francisco meeting as well.
Oh, no, it's a Singapore meeting.
Oh, Singapore meeting, yes. So starting with an S. And then we have a Sao Paulo meeting. Okay.
Okay.
Shall I go to the next one?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is more the voting through that a typo. This is in-territory voting, in-territory one vote per CCTLD manager, and in this CCNSO one vote per territory. So this is more almost in looking at electronic voting, that you have, at the end of the day, the votes from a territory count as one. And it's, in my mind, I foresee two mechanisms. One is a staggered voting, and you can do that you conduct a vote in a territory first as phase one of a voting process, and as soon as that is clear, then you start the overall voting across all members of the CCNSO. I think that mechanism will take too long to make it, and it's just one way of doing it. A second mechanism is that, and probably this is going to be very difficult to say will change the logistics of voting and make a burden on the election manager. I'm sorry, Gabby. is that you conduct the voting all at the same time, the votes of a territory with more than one CCTLD manager will be divided by the numbers, so all at the same time. So for normal voting, this would help, but if a CCTLD manager wants to initiate stuff, it will be more difficult. So these are two different mechanisms. Let me take you through the pros and cons of it. And I'll conclude. So as a pro, it is that the majority determines the outcome of the vote for a territory. At the same time, I would say if you have a divided voting in a territory if there is a majority of IDN CCTLDs in a country, they will always determine the outcome of a vote. There is no debate or no dialogue ongoing. You can't force them into a dialogue because it is almost an anonymous vote in a territory. So if you have a territory with, again, as an example, two IDN CCTLDs and one CCTLD manager, the vote of that territory will always be determined by the IDN CCTLD managers. So that is because they don't have the opportunity to have, by the voting itself, that they need to enter into a dialogue. And if you have only two managers in a country, so one IDN and one ASCII, and they're run by different entities and they have different interests, you end up with a draw. So what is the outcome of the draw? How do you count it? Because they voted, but you can't count them as abstentions. And then you come in very complicated mechanisms, I think. And I have some comments there as well. If you look at, say, the second voting mechanism, that's what I said with the conduct at the same time, then you run into the issue is what really does it mean to have, say, a split vote in countries. And I try to illustrate that in the example. Say, assume you have 40 ASCII CCs, so 42 territories voting, two territories with IDN CCTLDs, and 40 non-IDN CCTLD territories. Then, say, in country A you have three members, and in country B you have two members, then you might end up with a very weird split voting of 21.16 in favor and 25/6 opposed to whatever, or even for the election of a councillor. So, and in my view, but that's, again, it's my personal view, that doesn't make sense at all. So that's what I see as one of the major disadvantages of having this vote. Say, from a logistical point of view and timing, this one is not very difficult. The other one would have conducting voting in territory first and then counting them is may be logistically more challenging. Any questions, comments, whatsoever?
Bart, this is them again. Just
yeah.
Comment. I agree this will be a problem, but there is a way to go around more or less the problem. Let me point two observations. First, the draw itself is not a problem because we have draw when two countries vote differently in some issue. You have the amount of total voting of these two countries is zero because one is again or the other is in favor. Then we have this at the higher level. No problems to have internal of the country. If there's a draw, you draw. The country behaves as no voting in that issue because there are two opposite views inside the same country. Then my first observation is I don't see really a problem when we have a draw inside the country.
Yeah.
The other point you raise really it's a weird point. It would be very strange to have one third of vote or something like this. Then what we can do is even in the staggered kind of vote, when we finished the vote inside the territory, then you have to count this as one vote. If it is just one-third of the territory has voted, if this one-third has voted in favor and no one voted against, this is the whole territory voting. Then you don't bring these fractions to the main process of voting. This is this will be an internal issue, and when you bring the vote of the territory, we will bring it as one or zero, not as a
fraction. Yeah. No, it's looking at it. It's very clear. Say, especially if you would count. Just a moment.
No problem.
Hit even on belly. Go straks leef terug. That was my son. I'm sorry. I agree, but looking at it and thinking it through, say, that's why I've included that example. If you look at it, it's the split voting and bringing it to the forefront. It is senseless. But I just included it for just to be as complete as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I have a comment?
Yeah. Please go ahead, Paulos.
Thank you. I don't know if we, as a senator, if we should be considering the possibility of there being a disagreement within a territory and us taking it into consideration. The second one, the one over N votes, seems to allow this, and it would then be possible to take fractional votes instead of 0 or 1. Would that be an option?
The fractional votes? I think
it is the one over N votes.
So could you repeat again, Paulos?
Whether we can allow the possibility of us taking on board a disagreement between two CCTLDs within one territory. It should be possible with the 1 over N vote. So one CCTLD, say, ASCII could vote one way, and the other CCTLD or IDN vote another way.
Yeah.
And instead of taking 0 or 1, we could take fractional votes.
Yeah, but then you end up in the situation of the fractional vote. That's what I tried to describe. Then you end up in the situation in the last example of having, say, 21-1/6 in favour and 25-6 opposed to a proposal. So if you start counting fractional votes.
Sorry, I didn't read it in full because I didn't get it in good time. But I don't see what the problem is with fractions.
In my view, but that's my personal view, and maybe I think Demi concurs, is fractional voting, if you have fractions in favor or fractions opposed, it doesn't make sense. I'd say you either have 21 territories in favor, but not 21 1/6 of the territories in favor.
I think it's because you're counting territories rather than cities.
Yeah. But these two mechanisms is based on the assumption, and you need them if you go for one vote per territory. One full vote in the season is all per territory. If you would go, say, as we discussed on the previous calls, and that's still in the document itself, at a high level you've got two alternatives. It is one vote per member or one vote per territory. And if you go down the line of one vote per territory, then you end up in the situation where you have two or more members in a territory and you need to deal with it. And that can be done either by appointing a representative or starting, say, fractional voting. And if you go for fractional voting or, say, true voting mechanisms, then you see, yeah, you might, depending on the mechanism you choose, you end up with something like, say, that was in the final exam or in the final paragraph, what we just discussed, is 1/6 or 5/6 in favor or opposed.
Okay.
That's all mechanism.
This is Zero.
Yeah.
To my feeling, I don't dislike the fractional voting. I think it logically works. But I'm curious whether there's this kind of election system in the real world so far.
Or fractional voting.
Right.
I think, say, no, I don't. But I think I have say, may I add something personal?
Yes.
Really personally, I think what if you go down, end up with something like the fractional voting, it is again what you in fact do, and another way of looking at it, is that you really say, if you have more than one CCTLD manager in a country, your vote counts less. It's another way of explaining because your vote counts for one third, or your vote counts for a half. And say, put it the other way around, ASCII CCTLD managers or those countries with no IDNs count for four.
Yes.
That will be I was thinking about it. I didn't write it up, but when I started drafting this, looking at it at different perspectives, I found that a very disturbing thought, in fact.
Yes, but maybe you can redact this as the assumption, including that each territory has exactly one vote in this case. Independent how the vote is obtained internally, the final result at the end of the day is each territory has one vote, despite the fact that it is one or more managers or one or more IDNs or so.
So it's just to complete the argument, it is in fact the fractional voting is in fact the opposite of having one vote per member. In one vote per member, the main disadvantage could be that you have in some territories you have 22 members run by the same organization which will capture the whole voting, and so you put that registry in a preferred position. Well, if you do it this way, say with fractional voting, you're in fact saying some of the CCTLDs are less worth. So it's from almost a philosophical point of view, these are both the extreme cases.
Okay.
But that was just a personal thought.
So maybe our big assumption is here is that the CCNSO is a collection of CC in terms of ISO 3166, at least in deciding their will by voting.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a member, but a CC. Okay.
Yeah, but and maybe that's not very clear from the document, but if we start presenting this, I think what should be very clear that it's the voting mechanism is hardly used. There are two instances where it is very important, that is in the board elections, and that is or selection, and that is in the council election, and that's a once a year recurring event. It will be important, and that is probably more from a policy point of view, is as soon as you start running PDPs, because there is this membership vote, but that hardly happens. And that's discussed through. But this is why. So, on the one hand side, let me rephrase it. What I just said. From a practical point of view, it is relative importance. But from principal point of view, I think it is important. But we shouldn't lose sight of the practicalities of it. And maybe, I think it would be advise it to include something like that in the introduction to the CEC community as well.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Any other thoughts? And do you want me to do, say, I took the notes from this conversation. Hiro, what I'll try to do, and please remind me, let me update this document based on the current conversation and resend it to the list.
Yep.
As soon as possible, but I think, say, these were quite some hectic weeks. Probably by Monday I have more time. So if I haven't sent it out by Monday evening, or to you and Demi Monday evening, please remind me.
Okay.
Say a revised version, and that we send a note to everybody on the list that there will be a revised version based on today's conversation, and that we have a discussion online, and in 2 weeks something, or maybe 3 weeks, depending on a doodle, that we try to finalize it so we can prepare it for the Singapore meeting.
Yeah.
Is that a plan forward?
Yes, that's a good suggestion, I think.
Yes?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's what I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you. So now let's decide how to proceed. So for the next conference call before Singapore, maybe we should try to reach Siavash about his availability. So on the mailing list, I'll ask our working group two members whether June 2nd or June 9th, both is Thursday. Which date is good for them?
Yeah.
Is it okay? All right.
And we can send out, Gabby or Christina can send out a doodle as well. I think, Hiro.
Yes.
What I suggest to do is, if you send out an email to the list, tomorrow morning your time, because it's say that we will, based on today's conversation, we will revise the document a little, include some of the comments. Secondly, that people are asked to respond by email on the document, and that we will organize a call before, and that Gabi and or Christina will send out a doodle for the 2nd or the 9th. That will be, that is probably far more helpful.
Okay.
So everybody knows what is happening and what we discussed today.
All right.
Excellent.
I'll do that. Okay. And I think we're almost done. And I have another thing to talk on this call.
Yeah.
Just before Demi joined this call, Bart and I discussed about how to proceed. What we should do as Working Group 2 is to present the alternatives and their pros and cons to the CCNSO members meeting on Tuesday and get their feedback. And then Working Group 2 will meet on Thursday and decide how we will write our report. So far we discussed, and to make this successful, I hope to get vivid comments from our fellow CCTLD managers.
Yeah.
So my proposal is I will prepare four slides for presentation in Singapore CCNSO meeting. The slides are for CCNSO members to understand the issues and pros and cons of alternative solutions. These slides are just to help the audience understand the issues intuitively, yeah. Just 3 minutes or 5 minutes. This is my proposal to stimulate the voices from CCNSO members. Let me propose the form of Singapore Working Group 2 session in the IDN session. After my very short presentation, in order to stimulate the comments and opinions from the floor, working group members, especially Shavash and Demi, are on the stage expressing their views. I believe this format is far better than my mere matter-of-fact presentation.
Okay.
How do you think?
Good idea, Harold.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know Shavash is coming to Singapore?
Yes, he is.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I think it is that you have say differing views to enrich the debate or the dialogue. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And Gabi, do you think we have, for example, 25 or 30 minutes within IDN session for working group?
I think so. I think you can count with 20, 25 minutes. I don't have the agenda in front of me, but I think that shouldn't be a problem.
All right, thank you. So I think on my list, the agenda items are done. Oh, any other business?
No.
Okay. If not, see you online in next week and next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Hiro.
Thank you, Hiro.
Thank
you
all.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.